Welcome to the Healthcare Consultants Podcast, brought to you by the Chicago Health Law and Professional Licensing Firm of Michael V. Fabia and Associates. This is your host, Nick Augustine, and today our guest is Tony Gatz from Insperity HR Solutions. In this episode of the Healthcare Consultants Podcast, Tony shares information about how Insperity HR Solutions helps healthcare providers of all sizes with healthcare practice management challenges and solutions. The issues facing doctors, dentists, nurses, and other healthcare providers are unique to every practice, and the benefits of a strong working relationship with an outsourced solutions firm like Insperity can make every bit of difference in the challenging tasks of giving the best patient service while also managing and growing healthcare practices. Let's welcome our guest, Tony Gatz from Insperity HR Solutions.
Well, hello.
Hello, Tony. It's good to have you with us this morning. Thank you for giving us a little of your time to talk about what you do, who you help, what's new, and what we can all take away with at the end of our little program here. So let's just jump right in by introducing, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as a business performance advisor at Insperity and maybe what your background is that brought you to this role.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, and really excited to be sharing and giving some keen insight into the industry, which is the PEO industry. And I've been with Insperity brand new as of a little bit over a year. So I'm not one of the veterans by any means, but our core business values, they teach us culturally, and it is just a phenomenal company to work with. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years from an furniture perspective, and which I had to pivot because of COVID and the pandemic. And one of my influencers that I network with, and we exchanged leads, he told me about Insperity because he actually hired them to help his business grow. And he just said, Tony, with your network, you're going to love Insperity, and I love them. They've helped my business grow. And he made the connection, and it was a win-win for everyone. I, you know, as they say, I just wish I could turn back the clock. because it's one of those things where I wish I would have been with Insperity a long time ago. We really, truly help business owners succeed in many ways. And our mission and value is basically to help business owners succeed so communities prosper. And we live and breathe that on a day-to-day basis.
Very interesting. It's a good thing to have. It's sort of like, you don't know what you're missing until you have it. And so while, you know, we're talking on Mike Fabia's Healthcare Consultants Podcast and we're focused on healthcare today, Insperity, who does Insperity work with? Everyone in addition to healthcare providers?
Sure. So Insperity, we look and we would love to help talk with business owners who have a Get Better agenda in various vertical markets that would be non-risk. Because we offer a sponsored group health plan of benefits to the business owners, it's a qualification process for them. And so when you think about companies that are non-risk, you know, no roofing companies or companies that have or are going to operate heavy machinery. It's really those servicing companies, technology firms, law firms, consultants, those types of businesses where they want to focus on their company growth and they need to streamline their operations. And by outsourcing an HR partner like Insperity, we help them with all those administrative functions. So now we take a lot of that time, we distract from the business owners so they can focus on being more strategic. So we work hand in hand, we develop the organization from the ground up, anywhere from 5 employees all the way on up to enterprise size accounts. And we help create that company's mission, a vision, and their core values. So then they can develop the corporate culture and provide best practices for their development. So Inspirity truly becomes that strategic partner for life. In addition to that, we also provide administrative relief, payroll, free recruiting. We help keeping that business owner compliant with all the laws and regulations. And we help coach and counsel their critical part of their leadership team. So now, if you just think of us as being at that leadership team's conference table, that's who we are. It's a team of dedicated staff who helps catapult that business owner from beginning of two employees all the way on up to as many as enterprise level.
Mm-hmm. We've talked on this program with several different professionals about so many different issues that tie to Mike Fabia's work as a healthcare consultant lawyer, working with them in a lot of the things that we hear about with healthcare, particularly, is the practice growth. And dental practices, for example, we've talked a lot about because there's opportunity to buy and sell practices now, and there's people looking at retirement and succession planning. And there's so many moving parts to this. And, you know, whether you are a dentist or a lawyer or a service or tech company, as you were talking about, there are different just so many different elements of growth and regulations is what you can do, what you can't do, and those and the rules of the game seem to always be changing. I remember that the dental practice, the dental service organizations as they are now, that was not something that existed before. So it's you know, and all the people that I know who are in professional practice are so busy with the needs of patients and service and navigating around COVID issues and everything else, it's almost impossible to keep up with everything that's going on beyond your four walls and knowing what the rules and the rules of the game are and how to succeed. So I can see how having an outsourced provider like Inspirity be there to help with all those issues. So when someone comes to you for the first time, what kind of conversations are there, and what does that look like?
Sure, yeah, especially for those that medical office building, the MOB sector, we find that we are wonderful partners, and we create a fantastic platform for them because of everything you just mentioned, but also because of our health plan, saving them about anywhere we can save because there's no middleman, there's no broker involved with our group health plan. So we save them about 8 to 12% off the open market. So we're immediately containing costs for that practice. And so that business owner, that, you know, lead doctor, they understand that, you know, when they tell us about their frustrations and they share with us what's going on a day-to-day basis, we hear it all the time. But because we're over 35 years experienced and we have a dedicated certified HR team to truly help them, they get it, they understand it, and then that's where all that value comes into helping them grow their practice. So it's really long, it's a discussion about, you know, what's paining them, what are the bottlenecks within the organization, and then we bring in all those answers and we help them check off those boxes on a day-to-day basis. So now they don't have to worry about it. All they need to worry about is really growing the practice.
Right. Do they always know what their problems are, or is it sometimes a situation of the unknown unknowns? And it seems like sometimes we just don't know where we're lacking until someone spots it. It seems like there's a lot of issue spotting there.
Sure. And Inspirity, that's very true. And Inspirity, we're really great at promoting different cause and effects in the marketplace. So, for instance, right now, what's been very high topic is the business resiliency series, you know, due to COVID vaccination orders and regulations. just one topic, right? And we discuss all the OSHA emergency temporary standard systems. So it's all about the tips and tools to build resilience through a pandemic. So Inspirity is at the forefront of all of this, of every single topic that is front and center right now for any business owner to know of. So we push out this information proactively, and we also host several events for all of our clients and prospects to attend, to not only educate people, but to bring them together to network to help create a better platform for their business and learn off of each other. So it almost becomes a big think tank individually for the businesses. So a lot of value add in that. Yeah,
there's nothing better than hearing direct. I can listen to a professional who can help me with XYZ, but then I get the validation from hearing other people in my specific practice mm-hmm. area. You know, that validation of hearing what they're just in a human nature sense of way of doing things, mm-hmm. that's just psychologically, I feel very important. And just having that validation and also learning the things and the results that others have seen, because it's one thing to mm-hmm. make a plan. It's another thing to realize the fruits of that plan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have hundreds of case studies of similar like clients, of the stories that they have gone through, and we pass that on to our prospects and clients as well. So to let them know that they're not alone, this isn't, you know, it isn't a one-off, and that there are other people who have experienced the same pains that we've helped. So those case studies are also wonderful for, you know, us to go ahead and forward to our network, so they can now have better leverage, they can understand and be more prepared about what's upcoming.
Yeah, keeping a finger on the pulse of what's coming down the pipeline next is that takes a lot of time. And mm-hmm. one thing that I've learned from doing these healthcare consultants podcasts for the Fabia Law Firm over the many years is there are rules and regulations coming from all over the place, and not everyone has the opportunity to read. I mean, we see our emails, we get a lot of these, and you know, from our professional organizations, but having the information of an upcoming change versus what to do about it is the big mm-hmm. struggle. And to whom does the new change in regulation apply? How long do I have to do something to adapt? What does it mean to my employees? Those are the things that I think keep people up at night, you know, thinking. I remember, you know, for an example in law firms that used to stress me out when I was a young law clerk right out of law school or, you know, in law school, we would send out letters. And the insurance policy that we had for the firm required multiple systems for communicating with clients. So we'd have an extra book, like a, you know, in case a computer system went down, we had a handwritten log of every piece of mail that went out, what it was, who it was going to, things like that, because it was in the insurance policy. And the person I was working for read through their entire malpractice policy, and there are all sorts of things in there that we might have missed. And mm-hmm. where if something that happened and there might have been an unfortunate situation of a claim, we might have had a problem. So that's mm-hmm. pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, Nick, sometimes I have conversations with prospects, you know, trying to tell them about Inspirity and what we do and how impactful we can be. And what some things they say in return are, well, we just go to Google and we find out the information. Behooves me, I have to just sit there and sort of like be like, okay, what are right. the odds of the information that you find on Google to be 100% accurate? We're talking about laws and regulations, you know.
Well, and so timely.
Exactly. So I cringe when I hear a client say that, and, you know, when they're balking, you know, using, you know, certified professionals that are the pros in this, you know, such as us and Michael. So, it's kind of unique.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there was a friend of mine who saw a program about people who are It was called Cult of the Amateur or something with DIY. The thought that you can Google and research how to do just about anything. And there was some man on an island somewhere who figured out how to do his own dentistry and could file his, was like filing his teeth or doing, I don't know. I don't want, that's not my goal in life to recreate the wheel. I will buy a wheel that someone else knows that works correctly. So, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I'll save so much money if I figure out how to do all this myself. But you have to think about your hourly, what's your hourly billing rate, and what are your liabilities to payroll and overhead. And, you know, you have to, spending the right money on the right professionals is a great thing. You know, in family law where I come from, we always say hire the best divorce lawyer, and the one that's the most expensive. And people laugh and they say, well, why would you do that? That's crazy. No, it's not, because if you can get things done efficiently and have your case settled instead of dragging on for years at someone who's a novice or doesn't know what they're doing as well, that, you know, that's going to end up costing you more money in the long run. So, you know, putting it's, you know, like building a house. You build with the right building materials to withstand the weather. You know, so and I just think that people are trying to figure out with their cash flow, what can I afford? You know, and with insurance options and different providers, there's a lot out there. And I just, I think, do you feel like different times in, you know, as the economy goes up and down, people kind of get stuck in a waiting pattern and waiting to, it feels like there's some people who are waiting and waiting and waiting to see what's going to happen, and other people are just going to hit the ground running. And those are the people you got to watch, because they're the ones who are going to do well.
Right, yeah, yeah, very true. And I love those analogies. That was, it was really funny. we do, you know, a lot of companies have had to pivot, of course. That's been like the key word, pivot, 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 because of the pandemic. And those that have had the support from companies like us, like a, you know, a true PEO, we've realized and we're seeing their growth. We're experiencing what, how all their accomplishments from, you know, the result of the pandemic and how they've succeeded. You know, those that haven't utilized companies like us, you know, you see a lot of closures. You see a lot of a variance there. So yes, it certainly is, you know, very, very valid. You know, when it comes to outsourcing, see, Paul Sabati, who's the CEO of our company, he created this back in 86. He created the entire industry, which is the PEO industry. It means professional employer organization. And fast forward now, we're a $5 billion company helping thousands and thousands and thousands of lives over the years. And because of the pandemic, we are having companies actually call us now more than ever because they need the support. They understand the true the true help that that outsourcing can help their organization. And so for this, you know, we've never been busier. We're hiring like crazy. We're being proactive with all of the laws and compliance. And, you know, because we're front and center, we have to be proactive, not only for us as an organization, but for all of our clients too, because we're managing them. So one of the areas of our offerings, being a PEO, is being HR related compliance concerns. So we have a whole department that helps these business owners keep compliant. And because we share a W-2, we become an owner of record in our PEO model. We absorb the risk for these business owners. So now, you know, going back to your comment about, you know, before about the law firm, and, you know, spending money for the best divorce attorney, well, our clients realize when they spend money with Inspirity, Inspirity is taking on all that risk for them. So if they were ever to get sued, they'd be, that company would be essentially suing them, would be suing Inspirity, which is a $5 billion company with a breadth and depth of the offering. So that's really appealing to these business owners. Now these small and mid-sized business owners don't have to worry about any lawsuits because Inspirity is, you know, behind them. So think about that cost containment and that savings there. and that
yeah, that's
worry
huge.
That they don't have to worry about.
Well, it's like in law they talk about the, you know, indemnification clause. You know, in a contract, you know, if you fail to meet your obligations, you agree to indemnify me for any damages or loss. Well, an indemnification clause is only as good as a piece of paper it's written on unless there's an insurance policy backing it up or money backing it up. So what
right.
you just told me is if I'm working with Insperity, I can sleep a little better at night if something happens.
Correct. Yes, in many, many ways. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that just seems so important that I've learned from working in and around all these different issues and professions for years is the value of human capital and our employees. And mm-hmm. the best I've seen times where law firms get such credit based on, and I come from law, so I kind of default always back to that. But the mm-hmm. people, the staff. The paralegals and the legal assistants have been working for a place for 10 years. That's a good firm. The people who mm-hmm. invest the most in their employees in those long-lasting relationships, they are successful. And when you have – it's like having – when your employees have that sense of ownership, that's huge. We had a mm-hmm. one of our programs that we talked about, an architecture firm in the Chicago area, and they work on redesigning the spaces that everyone's in. And one of the things that they talk about also is getting, you know, that buy-in of employees that, you know, they're not just there to work. And the long-term investment in your employees and those long, good relationships, that really solidifies a practice. And it and mm-hmm. they realize mm-hmm. profit from that, because when people have a sense of ownership where they work, they want it to do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very true. So within Spirity, we have another part of the wheel, which is the performance management support as well as training and development. And this is done through our portal. And it's a technology portal that allows everything that we're talking about to be one for the business owner. So it creates efficiencies, but it also helps enhance the culture. It brings employees together because there's training and development sessions. There's performance management appraisal sessions. It's train the trainer, train the leader, train the trainee. There's 5,000 different courses for these business owners to be able to
wow.
assign to their employees. And what that means is it shows that they're caring about what their employees think. It's climate surveys. It's surveys for the employees to that could be a weekly or a monthly survey that these employees can voluntarily fill out. And by this, it gives all that information back to the leadership team as well as to Inspirity, and we work together with that business owner based on all those answers, all that Q&A that is all done through the portal, so very, very easy. And then the consensus is done, and then it's given back to the entire organization. And it creates better processes, better efficiencies, and improvements. And now, you know, more than ever, companies, you know, due to all the remote workers and the employee tsunami turnover that's happening, you know, by utilizing this portal, it allows you to hire remote workers. It allows you to expand that culture and your company brand, what you want across the organization, even through, you know, someone that isn't in the office, through that remote worker. It's able to really coach and counsel that remote worker so they understand that company's brand and image, that vision and that mission statement. So it really helps create a cohesiveness. So we're really proud of that, because if you don't have a good culture, you have nothing within your organization, right? We all know that these business owners, yeah, some of them don't even know what their mission and vision is. So
they make
to
money.
Be able to reinstill that. Right.
They want to make money.
Right. Yeah.
Don't we all?
So, I know. So it's our mission to help them get realigned with what their goals are, what their vision is, and what they see for their company. And then we help steer that ship for them. So,
I think that it's the people being working with, like, how do I say, some of the HR problems that people have if they are doing it all on their own is dealing with the difficult employee and what, you know, how do we motivate that employee more and how do we get that employee to stop spending all their time on social media? And it just seems like they'll hint at things and hint at things and then they just get frustrated and terminate someone. And the person getting terminated might have no idea why they're even being terminated because no one wants to deal with the issues. And it's like, I'll deal with it tomorrow. And it's like that, the leaky sink or the, you know, dripping fluids from the car, and all of a sudden something goes horribly wrong. So, you know, it's I can't emphasize enough for, you know, not only from healthcare practices, but all companies who are in the business of being a good company, servicing their patients and customers and growing, really need to get around a lot of these issues. The one last thing I want to ask you about is how you can address concerns with pandemic-oriented issues, especially things, I mean, nobody wants to say a word on things like, you know, you bring up vaccination mandates and everyone kind of puts, you know, hides under their desk because so much we don't know yet. And there's lawsuits flying all over the place and different levels of government requiring this and that and, you know, watching things on the media. And a lot of people are frozen in fear because they don't want to do the wrong thing. And so, and a lot of this is, you know, we've talked about this with Mike Fabio's firm, and some of the things that we've written about is a lot of people are taking a wait and see approach. And, you know, but what do you do in the meantime? So that's a really challenging thing to, you know, when you get those questions, I'm sure.
Yeah, truly. And that's why we've had a lot of new clients come on board with Inspirity, because when they're calling in and asking for support, we give it to them, and then we put them through the demo process of what it's like to become a client of Inspirity and how we can help. And so a good example of how we help in a national platform is there's hundreds of me throughout the United States, and my role is to help our clients and potential clients, prospects, as well as influencers in the marketplace, get all the information of what's relevant right here, right now. So pertaining to COVID, we send out all of the information on the mandate proactively. As we get it, we push it out. So also on our website, we have podcasts. We have tutorials on how to have difficult conversations due to COVID, how to you know, talk to your employees, what you should be saying, all the mandates. So everything relating to compliance, it's already there because we are at the forefront of everything and we have to be compliant. So we push it out automatically. Not only that way, but we also have these team building events and these take care of your people events. Actually, one tomorrow is happening in Schaumburg at Maggiano's. And it's really about how to have these conversations, how to take care of your people, how to grow your organization, and, you know, lean on Inspirity to be that person, that guide to help you be compliant and grow efficiently. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a value to have, and especially, like, I keep thinking about, like, the long-term relationships and the long-term, okay, we've gone from A to B, now let's get from B to C, because we're eventually trying to get to, you know, over where we're, the succession planning and just so much of these things, having a roadmap and knowing where you're going is just so good for mental health, I think, and as opposed to just going, you know, flying by the seat of your pants and going day to day, which too many people try to do, and everyone thinks that they can tackle everything and handle it all. But, you know, I think that we learned a lot from Henry Ford and the Division of Labor and how they were able to, you know, have mass production of automobiles. You know, such a simple concept of division of tasks and labor is just applicable to so many different things. So I'm very happy as an insurance provider and a solutions provider that Insperity HR Solutions is offering all those things to give people peace of mind. So for those listening to the program who want to get more information and find out if this is a fit for them and what their options may be, what are some next steps for them to do?
Sure. They can reach out via my LinkedIn, Tony Gatz, TONIGATZ, on LinkedIn, or they can shoot me a quick email if they want information, as well as feel free to give me a call, and I'm always receptive to helping them with any concerns, as well as connecting them to the right folks.
Absolutely.
I take great pride in that part of what I do. And first and foremost, it's about giving. And that's truly who I am. I'm that true connector. So when I talk with people, I cover some needs, who they want to talk with, you know, what makes sense for them to grow their business. And then I open up those doors where it might be applicable. So, so they can give me a call, 612-298-6298. And so thank you very much, Nick. This has been wonderful. And thanks again to Michael for having me join this with you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and sharing some of your stories on how this has all unfolded and where you're going with this and helping people. And being a connector is really a responsibility sometimes, and we sometimes don't realize how many people see us as really the person with the insight and where to go for a lot of things. So we have an important role, and so those of us, we get up really early in the morning to handle all these things. So, and I also want to, as we say goodbye today, I also want to thank all of our loyal listeners who do check out our podcast and those who share these podcasts and information when they find them on LinkedIn or other social media channels. It's just important to help the right people find the right information to really have the best practice they can and do everything they need to make the world a better place one day at a time. So we thank you all for checking out this episode of Healthcare Consultants Podcast, all about the human resource solutions in healthcare and other professions, with Tony Gatz from Insperity HR Solutions. Thanks again, Tony. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. You bet. Thanks, all.
All right. Everyone have a great day. Bye-bye now.